closing is where the deal actually finishes. This lesson covers prorations, title insurance, and the documents that appear at the closing table. Prorations divide ongoing costs, like property taxes, HOA fees, and prepaid insurance, fairly between buyer and seller at the closing table. The general rule: the seller pays for their period of ownership up to the day of closing, and the buyer takes over from that day forward. Title insurance protects the buyer, and separately the lender, against defects in title that existed before this purchase, an old lien, a forged signature somewhere in the chain, an error nobody accounted for. It's a one-time premium paid at closing, with no renewals. The lender will require their own policy protecting their loan amount, but the buyer should get a separate owner's policy protecting their own equity. A few documents to know by name. The closing disclosure is the final, itemized breakdown of loan terms and closing costs the buyer receives before signing. The deed transfers ownership. A bill of sale transfers any personal property included in the deal, like appliances. And the affidavit of title is the seller's sworn statement that there are no undisclosed liens or claims against the property. To find the seller's net proceeds, take the sale price, subtract the payoff of any existing mortgage, then subtract closing costs. What's left is the actual cash the seller walks away with. This exact formula shows up as a math word problem more often than you'd expect. Try this. A home sells for $385,000. The seller pays off a $210,000 mortgage and $23,100 in closing costs. What are the seller's net proceeds? Work it through. The answer is A, $151,900. $385,000, minus the $210,000 mortgage payoff, minus $23,100 in closing costs, leaves $151,900 going to the seller. That completes this section of the roadmap. Closing is really just simple math and a checklist of documents. Practice more at NewYorkRealEstatePrep.com.